There is a one word, and I'm just going to see if anybody paid attention. I will lay odds no one gets this, but let's try it anyway. There is one word that was in both the first reading and the second reading, and it's not the, okay? Anybody know what that is? Not love. No, I'm in the first reading and second reading. We cut these words out, of course, when we hear them from the Word of God. But it says, if you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. That ain't the word. My wrath. My wrath will flare up and I will kill you. Isn't that nice? My wrath will flare up and I will kill you. And then if you go to the second reading, the last line says, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. You see what word was in both one? Wrath. And we dismiss those things. You know, okay, I don't like that word and putting God in wrath. And no, we're not going to deal with that. But we need to, because God's wrath flares up when we don't become people of true love. This past weekend, you know, on Friday and Saturday, I was in Toledo doing the Charismatic Conference. I was the keynote speaker on Friday night, and then I had two teachings on Saturday, and it's called Holy Toledo. Isn't that nice? The Holy Toledo Conference. And all these people came up to me in red shirts, and they all know Brian Calvage, so put two and two together. But anyway, so they're all sitting there saying, oh, we know Brian. Oh, that's nice, yeah. I said, you know his wife? That's the one. He's like, she's the good one. Sorry, Brian. Anyway, as I was sitting there talking to all these charismatics, again, people aren't used to me if it's the first time they ever see me. You know, and so I get up and they're expecting me to say, isn't it great you speak in tongues? And I say, isn't it great you speak in tongues? But if you don't love your family, you're going to hell. And all these people start speaking in tongues, like, what did he just say? And I says, the reality is that God is calling us into this relationship with him, which is more important than anything else. You know, one of these people came to me, and it was after confession, and she pulled out a little book, and she says, now, Father, I say these prayers every day. There was an hour worth of prayers, the St. Bridget prayers and all these prayers, you know, and all this stuff. She spends an hour saying prayers. And I looked at her and she says, but her husband can't stand her. He doesn't love God. And the kids ran away from God. And I says, you know why? Because you're a lunatic. I says, you're reading all these prayers. You're fanatical and saying all these prayers. But God wants you to go beyond that. Put them aside, say the important ones, and then put all that time into listening to God, into being in love with God, and letting him love you. And the more you come to let him love you, then you're gonna enter in relationship. And then I want you to stop judging your family because they're not as Christian as you. And I want you to start loving your family. I want you to love them so much that they think mom went nuts on love. You just love them and love them and love them, and not get mad because they don't go to church, and not get mad because they're not speaking in tongues, and not get mad at any of that stuff. Stop judging them and just start loving them. And I said, try it for 6 months. And if it doesn't work in 6 months, then walk away from what I told you. But I said, I'm telling you, if you sit there and you make this relational, instead of just going through the motions of saying an hour's worth of prayers from a prayer book every day. Now, I'm not saying not to use the prayer book. I said, make sure you stay with the important ones. But sometimes our prayers can become superstitious, can't they? Like the St. Bridget prayer. If you say this prayer every day for 3 months and you do it for this, then the Blessed Mother asks to appear to you before you drop dead. Oh, isn't that nice? You make the God of the universe do what you want. God, now you owe me. God, you must do this because look what I just did for you. That's not relationship. That's manipulation. And God doesn't call us to be in a manipulating relationship with him. He calls us to be the greatest of all commandments is you shall love the Lord your God. And if you're going to love the Lord your God, that means you want to be with Him. That means you listen to Him. That means you talk to Him. And you're in this relationship. But how do we make this practical? Again, by the quality time we give to Jesus every day. You know, it says Jesus will save us from the wrath. And you know how Jesus will save us from the wrath? Because He'll change our hearts into people of love. And God's wrath does not go against people of love. It only goes against the people who will not love. And that love must begin with Almighty God. God, did I love you? But then the first reading talks clearly. The first reading talks about we have to take care of the poor, huh? And again, here I am driving back and forth. You know, and I put almost 2,000 miles in my car this past week because I drove back and forth to Pittsburgh every night to do the parish mission down there. And then I went and, you know, went to Toledo. And what do I do when I'm in my car? You ever sit there and wonder? I spend a lot of time in my car. So I say the Divine Mercy Chaplet and I say the rosary every day and while I'm driving. And then I usually either listen to the country western station, the Christian station, or the classical station, depending on the mood. You know, it's very varied what kind of mood I'm in. Well, this past week, I was in a country mood. We have any country music people here? Oh, good. Anyway, so I'm listening to all the country. There is none at the 9 o'clock. There was like, they looked at me like, don't tell me you listen to country music. You could just tell. But anyway, there's this, God hit me over the head and like, changed my heart that fast and completely made me see things altogether different. I've been wrong for 45 years. And everybody's known that anyway. But anyway, so the reality, stop it. It says, Colin Ray has a song, I Know That's Right. Anybody hear this song? It's a great song. But anyway, there's the second verse in this line. It just kind of knocked me out. It talks about the second commandment, love your brother, love your neighbor. And then the first reading. When a beggar asks for a dollar, I dig down and I give him five. And part of me starts thinking, he'll buy drugs or go drinking beer all night. Well, I don't claim to have all the answers, but there's one thing I believe in life. When someone's down, you help them out. That's what it's all about. I know that's right. And so I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, thinking, okay, you know, you give that dollar and he goes, there's this lay person, here's this pagan on a country music station and he's singing and then someone asks me for a dollar and I give him five. And I know they might go drinking, but I know that's right. When someone's down, we're called to help them. And see, my way, even at the parish, you know, I send Nancy out, deal with that person, please, you know, and have you got your voucher this week? Okay, your vouchers are there. Don't give them any more because the line I use from Scripture is, those who don't work should not eat. Isn't that nice? You know, and so it's pagan, though. And the Lord just slapped me right there and says, you know, Larry, I don't like that. Well, God, you know, I mean, there's beggars that come to the door every day, you know, and here you get your voucher, we're giving you a gas card, and there are users out there, but the God of the universe is sitting there saying, listen, stop judging them and start loving them. Ugh. And so then I start feeling like crap. You ever feel that way? And I'm like, okay, Lord. Yeah, you're right, I'm wrong. And he loves that, you know, he just loves that. You're right, I'm wrong. And that we got to make sure that we treat people as Jesus, period. Not someone that's coming to me to bother me, not someone that's just doing it, but to really sit there, and we got to have discernment in that, yes. But to sit there and think, when someone asks me for a dollar, to dig down and give them five, I know that's right. To sit there and to do that, to make sure that you and I see Jesus in people and stop judging people. Again, years ago, Father Peterson, my spiritual director, and you'd think I'd get this by now, but I don't. Poor Peterson, once a guy comes up to him and says to him, Father, can you give me 20 bucks? Because my grandmother just died. And he said, sure, and he goes and he gives him 20 bucks. 3 weeks later, he comes up, Father Peterson, can you give me 20 bucks because my grandmother just died? And Father Peterson pulled him up and gave him 20 bucks. And Sister Maria was standing next to him and she says, you know, he couldn't even come up with a new excuse. He came and used the same excuse. And Pete looked at Sister and says, "That man needs my love and trust more than I need my 20 bucks. That's why he's a saint, and that's why I'm not." So, but the reality is that God, when he's challenging us today in these readings, he's challenging us to go beyond what is just necessary. Love goes way beyond what's necessary. Justice fills that little need. Love goes abundantly. That comes with our prayer time with God. You know, if I'm just putting in my prayer time, okay, this is what I do every day. I'm doing my justice and I'm doing my duty. But God wants me to be in love with him, to go beyond what I would normally do, because if you're in love with somebody, you go beyond with them. Why? Because you love them. If it's the same with God, then he says, now I want you to do the same with the poor, with people maybe not just monetarily poor, but spiritually poor, psychologically poor, the people that drive you nuts. Go beyond your duty and love them abundantly. They ask for a dollar, give them five. I know that's right. You got it? Get it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.